Okay, so just to primer on how this works, anyone who uses the term, these are academic terms, by the way, problematic, hate, right, is probably an enemy of free expression, a proponent of censorship, and therefore an opponent of civilization. Those are the people Matt Walsh is up against. He is the host of The Matt Walsh Show and, of course, an Amazon bestseller. He joins us tonight. This book is deemed problematic by Amazon, I notice. It's in bad faith. That's the other phrase. what do you make of this?
I'm an abuser of Amazon's system, apparently, as well. When I listen to them, they're describing my book, Johnny the Walrus, as traumatic, hateful, triggering. At one point in the clips, which I really enjoyed watching, one of the guys breaks down in tears. And I'm thinking to myself, first of all, I'm just a humble children's author in a cardigan. And frankly, I think their behavior towards me is marginalizing me and invalidating my lived experience as a children's author. But also, the book is just, it's about true self-acceptance, okay? It's about a boy who identifies as a walrus, and his mother goes along with it, but then they both learn at the end that you should accept yourself for who you truly are, who you biologically are. And the thing is, you know, a message of self-acceptance, that was, when I was a kid, that was the most common message in books that we read. It's just that now on the left, what they foist on kids is this false self-acceptance of actually rejecting who you really are in favor of a delusion, and so that's what they're upset about.
But it's a little bit weird. If-